This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
What's the name of the cocoa? Like when I was a kid,
Nesquik.
Nesquik was one. What was the purple?
Just
box?
The like purple Cadbury's Cadbury. One.
It was
so good. Yeah,
I love that.
It's amazing.
What was it?
The Galaxy hot chocolate is great.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Had that.
Yeah.
And the Aero used
the
to be
Aero one.
One
that was with, just with and the hot water.
Again, I remember the box of the Aero one, but I've never had it.
Such a stan of that when I was a child. Like every night,
it was deadly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into
the Nesquik one. Was shite.
The Nesquik one was for cold milk.
Yeah,
it
was like for milkshakes.
Yeah. It was the one we had. It was awful.
You sucked it up with a straw and it became chocolatey or something.
Yeah, I remember what...
Yes!
That was the Nesquik. I never had that. But then we used to get a lot. There was like these blue ones. Sorry, I'm talking about low calorie stuff. That comes up again later. But
Options.
But they were actually really good. Like they tasted kind of creamy and stuff. And they were like, you just did hot water. But now the best hot chocolate is Insomnia.
It is just top tier.
Insomnia and Butler's.
No, but they
like
have been
pure chocolate.
Like,
yeah,
for,
but
for the last 15
better.
Years, Insomnia has been top tier.
They're so good.
They used to do, like, do they still do the chocolate flakes
on top?
Oh my god.
Unreal.
And that melts in to the chocolate and it's
so
already
so good.
Chocolate.
But I think the whole idea, because the reason we were even talking about this is we were just giving out there before we started recording about the hot chocolate from the coffee machine. Anything that comes out of a coffee machine is just not going to work the same way. Like you need to stir it up yourself.
Yeah.
Add
exactly.
In your
coca. Yeah.
Well, my mum has a Tassimo machine. And
it sounds familiar. What is that?
That you put like the pods of coffee and hot chocolate in, and then it makes it with the water and whatever.
Nice.
And I will often put like a segment of chocolate orange in the mug as well. And
oh, good show. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Just put the chocolate orange in the mug.
And the coffee melts it. Like when I worked in a cafe, we'd
like
be like...
a Terry chocolate orange? Like a piece of chocolate?
Like a little slice.
Segment,
you could do it with your twirl.
Brilliant.
We used to do like, what can we make a mocha out of? And you'd have like the little, you know, the small Kinder Maxi bar.
Mm.
And you'd have it like over the cup.
Oh, and then,
the espresso would pour in and it melts. Yeah,
oh,
stunning.
Wow.
TikTok videos like that as well. And
well, we were doing it before, long before the days of TikTok, I tell you now.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Happy Monday.
Hello.
Lads, have you seen New York at the moment?
No.
First off, it's minus 8 degrees.
Whoa.
Which is insane. And it's snowing. So all of Central Park just looks like winter wonderland.
There are one of the girls over there, and I did see a very snowy photo on her Instagram last night. The snow lasts for ages over there, doesn't it?
It looks, it's proper. Like, I don't know. I don't really understand it because it's basically on the same, like, kind of map as Europe. Like, it's the same kind of height as Europe. Mm. I don't know why they get proper seasons and we don't.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's weird. I don't know.
Is it unusual that they get snow for Christmas?
No, it's like quite a normal
thing. It's standard.
Thing. Yeah, it's quite standard. It's like in Canada, they get like proper seasons. Like in the winter, it's snowy and cold, and then in the summer, it's so lovely and warm.
Dwayne's uncle lives in Canada in Montreal, and he like will put stuff out the back garden if he wants to freeze it. Like, you know, like
as opposed to the fridge or freezer.
Because it's like it's frozen in no time. And he was freezing like some sort of chicken stock or something, and he sent us a picture. There was loads of like raccoon teeth.
I was gonna say,
like, it's risky.
Was there gonna be like bears and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like, obviously, but like, I guess it's a fun way to see nature.
Yeah.
Throw out your chicken stock and be like, what will come and eat now?
Renette and Sleigh Ride on Spin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, lads. I'm back.
Good to see you. To see you, nice.
Now, when I say I'm back, I mean I'm here. Physically, mentally, not so much.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm going to try my absolute best.
You're so brave.
Show,
very brave,
I am,
boy.
I'm just such a soldier.
You're
a
brilliant,
you know what I mean?
Boy.
I caught the dose, obviously, the last week. I have had an incredibly bad flu. The flu that everyone seems to have at the moment that's going around, it's a bad dose, lads. And you know what's so annoying is I feel like a little bit like hard done by because I already had the flu in January and I had that for a week.
Yeah, normally it's rare to get the double within the year.
Yeah.
Did you get your flu jab?
No.
Neither did I.
See, it was like, in my stupid head, I was like, what's the point in getting the flu jab? That's last year's flu. Do you know what I mean? It won't be for this year's flu. Which is technically still true. It's the old model.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the time. You get it this time. You should get it this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really should have. It was honestly horrible.
You have to when you're preggers. You can't hoof it into it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, you have to get it.
Well, they're like, you're getting it. Sit down. So I'm like, okay, grant.
Okay, that's good. Because honestly, I was sitting here going, there's no way I can go to work. One, because I have no energy whatsoever. But two, if I get fee sick as pregnant and you can't take anything, that's the only way that's the only reason I'm alive, is because like, I was able to take stuff. I was able to take Nurofen.
No, it's a killer.
And Panadol or whatever. Like, that was one of the worst things, was because it was like every 5-6 hours you were taking something else. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so your stomach was just in bits.
Yeah.
So your stomach was in so much pain. And then you obviously had the flu, so you were in pain from that. And then your throat set. So my throat is basically still kind of opening up,
shall we say.
The last couple of days. It's a horrible dose.
Everyone has it. It's mad. I not to make it about me.
No, are you you're ready to get it now as well, aren't you?
I want to make it about me, guys. It's Dave's moment. I'm on the closing up stage.
I've had a moment.
You're getting there.
I've had a moment for a week. I'm sick of my moment.
Okay.
I can't wait till my moment's done.
I mean, you had your moment where you soft launched the illness. That was about 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago.
And you were like, it's coming, guys. So if you're on that track, Emma, yours will come in
Christmas
around New Year's.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got time.
Yeah. It's just on the closing up stage, and I think everyone's the
same. As in closing up, your throat's closing up.
Yeah, and everything's starting to taste funny.
Oh no.
Do you know that feeling?
I hate that. Mm. I did have a takeaway lunch during the week to make myself feel better, and I was like, this is wrong.
So what's you get up to?
I sat in bed and literally stared at the wall. I wasn't able to look at telly because it was sore, because on the first day I was watching telly, I was like, oh, it's grand, I'll just watch telly for a week. And then the images started like kind of, you know, obviously every time when you're watching telly and the camera switches,
it hurts your eyes.
It hurts your eyes. Painful. So I literally was like, right, I guess I'll just go on my phone. The scrolling was so sore. So I was like, right, I'll read. I stared at the ceiling, and then sometimes for a treat I stared at the wall.
You would have needed one of your housemates to come in and you both wear masks and they read you something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wear an eye mask over your eyes as
I
well.
Did. I just FaceTimed them a lot.
That's
whenever
good.
Whenever they were, I could hear, because obviously the sitting room is right below my room.
Okay.
So whenever I heard them speaking, I'd FaceTime them, but like I wouldn't look at the camera. I'd just like FaceTime them and it'd
like
be
a phone call.
And I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Just what are you doing now, conversation.
It was horrible, especially because they were kept, like, it was a full week of like going out. They were,
yeah,
I mean? Like, they were, and I was just like, and they were like, do you want to come out? I was like, I can't even get out of the bed.
I
know I'll be back to normal when I want to A, go out, and B, go to the driving range. Cause that's how I'll know I'm better. Because I got my club regripped basically, and it's in the driving range. It's been in the driving range for two weeks, and I'm so excited to go and see what it's like to go and pick it up and play it. And I have had no interest whatsoever. I cannot wait for that moment that I'm like, yeah, let's go driving range. That's how I know I'm better.
You're kind of laughing though that you're over it. Like, you're going to be grand for your holidays.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I feel like the first time you go to the driving range, you're gonna like just throw the club as well. Like your grip, everything will be so off.
Yeah, everything's gonna be terrible.
Anyway, it's good to see you. Nice welcome back.
It's great to be back.
These guys were class at the Three Arena on Friday. It's Amble and Socrates Smiles. This is Spin. This morning I woke, lashes long. Last few weeks, obviously, of the cash machine, the Christmas cash machine, have been incredibly generous. If you think 275 grand was a lot of money, which of course it is, just wait until you hear what it has up its sleeve this week. We'll give you more details in the next 10 minutes or so. For now, though, lots of hype surrounding The Simpsons and Lindsay Lohan this morning, because she will voice Maggie in an upcoming episode this Sunday. Maggie,
no way. I saw a clip of this. Yeah, it's weird. Does anyone else think it's a little bit like coming to the end?
Although, The Simpsons.
Yeah. Like, well, if they're voicing Maggie, which is like a joke that they've done for 30 years.
Yeah.
Where she doesn't speak. Mm. Like, if they're starting to now have an actress for the voice, I'm a little bit like, it's definitely coming to an end. I also think it should have come to an end a while ago, but like, it's a bit bizarre.
No, I know what you mean. What did they recently mark their 40 years?
And was then it
that? Some of them were saying, God, can we just go for another 40? But I don't know if their voices, it's certainly those actors who spoke, will even last that long in terms of.
They must be getting on. Your one, Nancy, is it Nancy Cartwright?
That's Bart Simpson. She's grand,
I thought. That's what I mean, but like, is she.
She's the only one that's grand, isn't she? Yeah, it's the one that's. Marge is really
oh fair
bad.
Like yeah. that's gonna take its toll as Emma knows, like it's not easy to keep
now,
that going.
In the past Maggie has been voiced, but these are more so in like, you know, those weird snapshots or, you know, like,
yeah, like kind of looks into the future.
I've never heard her actually speak though. I thought that was the whole thing, she didn't speak.
But in these kind of dream scenes, dream sequences and stuff in certain episodes she has, but not like in the day to day running of the show. Hmm. But the likes of, she's had loads of people voice her in the past for these episodes, these alternative realities or dream sequences. Elizabeth Taylor has done it, Viola Davis, Jodie Foster, James Earl Jones, and others as well. But Lindsay
James
Logan,
Earl Jones.
What?
As Maggie.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's the maddest assortment of people.
It is.
Like, actually, it's like, how, that's a good quiz question. Like, how are these people linked?
Yeah.
They've all voiced Maggie.
Probably in the context of whatever clip it works.
Yeah.
That kind of way. But basically, Lindsay Lohan is going to feature as Maggie this coming Sunday. And this is the clip that we got.
I'm driving to school today. Mm-hmm. Maggie, rest your voice. You're still getting over that laryngitis.
Please, don't let Bart drive. It's too scary. He drives so wiggly and everybody honks at us and yells bad words and shows us fingers.
They all sound the same. Time.
That's Maggie.
If you told me that that was Bart now, I'd be like, yep, I believe it.
I agree with you, Dave. I don't think she should ever speak.
No.
It's the beginning of the end, because it's like, what next?
Yeah.
What else do you have to offer us?
But what I suppose they're doing is they're not telling us the full context of this clip. Is this Lindsay Lohan's new gig? Is this just a one-off? Is it another dream sequence? Do you know what I mean?
It's got to be a one-off.
Yeah, because they all look a lot older in it.
But that's just, it's like one of those, well, as you say, dream sequences. It's where they like go to the future or whatever.
Yeah.
So it won't be your full time.
I know people have been saying, like, I know people have been saying for years, yeah, The Simpsons on the way out, but I think there's been like a little rejuvenation. Like, there's a new team of writers on board who are really passionate and who like grew up with The Simpsons, and they're like, we want to make
That's
Simpsons
good.
Great again.
And they're also obsessed with this. I was reading about it this morning, that loads of people were talking about, loads of the actors were saying, like, there's a whole new generation getting on board now as
yeah.
well.
Apparently, it's still bringing in big viewership. Yeah. That's why it's still
so,
a thing.
100%. Right, it is 7:24. You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I had tears when my Instagram updated.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And apparently this update has been around for a while. I just didn't get it for some reason. So now my likes are up the top right.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah,
my DMs
I've had that for a while.
Are in the bottom centre.
It takes a good while for the muscle memory to adapt.
What the hell? Why are they doing this?
Mine hasn't switched. Well, my likes are top right, but my DMs are not in the middle yet.
Are your DMs
so
on top right
DMs?
As well?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's bad. It's annoying because you can't see without. Do you know before you could see how many messages it would have the little airplane
now it
and
just
say three?
Has a little dot.
And now it says none. But it's like if you click in, then you see the start of what people have messaged you and you feel anxious. Do you know what
God.
I mean?
God, yeah. I
Whereas
don't like
before
it.
You could vaguely know, but not really.
Yeah.
This
great.
Is worse.
Fantastic. More anxiety.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Hope you're well and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas
Already,
to you.
I feel
indeed.
Weird about that.
Oh,
really?
You were off last
well
week.
Time.
I feel weird
nah,
about that.
We're
what
all
do
on
you
board.
Mean?
I heard it in the street the other day. Go on, if I don't see a happy Christmas, I was like, ugh.
It's the bloody 15th.
I know.
Dave, you were off last week. You missed the whole turning point happened at the early stage last week.
Oh, did it?
That's what we do now.
Merry Christmas.
Go on, say it.
Go on.
Tell everyone listening happy Christmas. Go on. And really mean it.
I didn't know I had to mean it.
You have to mean it.
Hey, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But it is everyone's getting into the spirit, except Dave, obviously the only person in Ireland.
Catch
but that's
up.
Okay. Yeah, and obviously a way that people get into the Christmas spirit is going to see the panto.
Sure.
They might see the panto in town, or they might see their local panto. It might just be, you know, whatever suits yourself, whatever your tradition is. And obviously, the pantos have a big job. They need to be culturally relevant for the year that's gone by. They need to appeal to the kids. They might want to do plays on like the big songs of the year or big characters that exist for kids.
Oh my God, can you imagine how many pantos are going to have? Ah, pata, pata.
Oh,
ah,
stop.
There's six, seven.
Oh,
apparently
God.
I think it was like 30 seconds before that came out at the Gaiety panto. I mean,
really?
Look, lean in. What else
Sorry.
Are you going to do?
Panto. Panto, ah, panto.
Oh my, that's amazing. Oh my, I thought you were sick.
Dave Stuffy.
That is unbelievable.
Morning, Dave Stuffy. Take that one from
panto, panto.
That's
You can have that for free.
If no one's doing that, that's a missed trick. But there's a panto which will remain nameless. They're doing kind of like a version of Frozen.
Okay.
But obviously they're trying to keep it all royalty free. Like you can't be playing the loyalties
it's one of them.
To like big Disney
I
kind
love
of thing.
When people refuse to pay the rights. That's
I
my favourite thing.
I adore it because it helps you get creative.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just use these character names.
Is it called Cold?
I was like, I wish it was called Cold. I wish it was called a bit chilly.
I wish it was called Freezing.
Freezing is good.
Like freeze now here. It's called the Snow Queen, which is like grand. Do you know what I mean? But the best is the character names.
Okay. So,
and they're not like, in other ways, they're identical. Like the woman who plays like Elsa, who they've called Elsie, has the big blonde.
It's flat, like a Halloween when they have the cat, they don't have the rights to Pokemon for like Pikachu, so they call it like Electric Chinchilla.
Yellow creature. Yeah, exactly. Anna is Hannah.
Yes.
Grant.
Brilliant.
And Kristoff is Christopher.
You know Christopher.
You know Gay.
Amazing.
So I was thinking, like, what other like big characters of the year could we rebrand for a Dublin panto? K-pop Demon Hunters. I just thought maybe Singing Lady Monster Catchers has a good ring to it. Rumi, who is like the main K-pop demon hunter, Plat Girl. She has a big long plat. Mm-hmm. SpongeBob SquarePants. Trouser wearing absorber.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know. And I have a few more, but I think we should do a little around the room just to help people who are still, maybe people are doing their panto in January and they're still looking for names. So maybe can I task you guys with coming up with a few and then I'll reveal some more that we
Let's
have.
Do that, so.
100%. All right.
Let's get on it. Good morning. How are you? We were talking just there about royalty-free versions of popular Disney movies and so on that you can use in pantos. There's a Dublin panto happening right now, and instead of Frozen, it's called The Snow Queen.
Brilliant, yeah.
Some of the characters, instead of Elsa, there's Elsie. Instead of Anna, there's Hannah. And instead of Kristoff, there's Christopher. Derek. Just like, it writes itself. Derek messaged in saying these are like the little knockoff brands, which is so, so true. So I have a few more. I did some K-pop Demon Hunters ones. I did a SpongeBob one. And I've tasked the guys with coming up with some as well. So I will say what my translated royalty-free version is. And you can guess.
Okay.
Seasoned hog.
Peppa Pig.
Yes.
Is it?
Very good.
Oh my god, because pepper.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Peppered pig.
So seasoned hog.
Delicious.
Very good.
Dungaree girl.
Dungarees. Who'd be rocking on dungarees?
Dungaree girl.
Oh, Dora the Explorer.
I was going to say you're one from Mamma Mia.
Mm. Oh, okay, Slay. No, that was Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Finally. Well, actually, no, I'll do two more. Infant carnivore fish.
Infant baby shark.
Yes.
Yup.
And indebted fedora man.
And what's your Robin Hood?
Indebted fedora man.
It has to be Robin Hood.
No, it's not really kids. It's Bruno Mars. But I just thought because we were talking about APT.
Robin Hood?
Oh yeah, Robin Hood as well. Does he wear a fedora?
He's also like in debt. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have any?
All right. What about Paddy Pot?
Paddy Pot.
Patrick Potts. Patrick. Paddy.
Like Paddy, like Irish, like P-A-D-D-Y.
Yeah, spelt like that. Yeah.
Paddy.
Paddy
Irish.
Pot. It's Peter Pan.
Oh. Peter Pan. Okay, Pot Pan. Very good. Very
Michael
good.
Michael Rodent.
Mickey Mouse.
Very good. That's very good.
Ashy Girl.
Ashy Girl.
You gave us 2.5 minutes, so don't give out.
No,
Fire Girl.
Ashy Girl.
Fire Burnt Girl.
Ooh, Ashy. Who's the girl?
Like Ashling.
Fire? Alicia Keys. This girl is on fire.
Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
Why ashy?
Cinders,
ashes.
Ah, I never would have put that together. I put gorgeous gal who's shattered.
Cinderella.
Yeah,
well.
Gorgeous gal who needs an
ass. Ashley wrecked.
Pedro never grows up.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan. I have the green fella.
Shrek.
And gorgeous gal and the fella who's punching.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, we should have made them more dull. I like the way you made yours real dull. He's punching.
He's punching.
Say to him.
The green fella.
He must have money.
He's awful hairy.
It's C-Matt. Take a sexy picture of me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Have I seen you since the toy show?
No.
Oh, no. You haven't.
She was on the toy show.
She was. Oh, wow.
I know. Real, come through with real some
more
topical.
Really old references that no one cares about anymore.
Okay, what else? What else was your hot take from the toy show? Apart from that C-Matt was in
I
fact,
just really
honest.
Enjoyed the fact that C-Matt finished on stage and then went to the toy show. I thought that was brilliant.
Wasn't that iconic?
I really felt uncomfortable with Roy Keane on my screen. I was just like, he's just too angry. But he, to be honest, he handled it really, really well. But as soon as he was on screen, I was like, oh god, what's he gonna say? Oh, what's
do you like the
do?
Way he just didn't make it kid friendly at all? He was like, no, I'll bring the same energy.
Someone said he
I bring when I'm about to fight.
Someone said he walked on as if he was a guest on Jerry Springer.
It's so true. Tricky.
Now we are in a brand new week and also the final week before Christmas for Fully Charged. Okay, so I feel like this week getting top of the leaderboard might just be quite iconic because you get to hold that title for a couple of weeks as well.
Final winner of 2025.
This is the game we play each and every morning at about 10 past 8. And to win for you is a money can't buy prize. It's the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. This is a bit of me now. I love me fluffy pajamas. Mm-mm. I love me fluffy dressing gowns. This is perfect.
This is exactly what I've been using now. Not my own Fuzzy Charge Snooty, of course. I don't even have one. But I have been using my own Snooty. Over the last couple of days, being sick, and it just helps. It just helps.
Snooties
everything.
Are back in a big way. Everyone's on the snooty buzz this year.
So it's a pretty straightforward game, despite its name being the Tricky 10. It's not very tricky. Mm-mm. Every answer will be a number between 1 and 10. And if you'd like to come on and play this morning, we'd love to have you. Tricky in a WhatsApp. If you send that over to us in a WhatsApp, you could be on the air very soon. That is just the word Tricky in a WhatsApp. Get on to play this morning. Spin
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like when this is gone. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning, how are you getting on? It's an interesting kind of like feeling and vibe working in an office where obviously we've got some people who work till really late at night and then we come in really early in the morning. There's just a variety of
shifts,
vibes,
you know what I
and
like
energies.
About the office is that there's always someone here.
Yeah,
I like that.
You're never lonely.
Yeah, if you like woke up at 2 in the morning and you wanted some company, just come to work.
Come on in.
There'll always be someone here.
And I like that I opened the microwave to put my porridge in this morning and the bang of microwave curry filled up my senses. And I was like, what story does that tell? Who was here?
Who was here
at 11 p.m. at night putting on a Weight Watchers curry, which specifically smelled like that one because I used to always have that in secondary school.
Oh my god, that's so depressing that you had Weight Watchers curry.
It was really big in our school. I know. It was so rotten that we used to have. And do you know those sachets of Dalmio that were like they were like the pasta and you put it straight in the microwave?
Oh right,
and the sauce,
lovely.
And of course Coke noodles. But yeah,
that was my life. Coconut noodles in school.
Of course. I was just wondering who had the curry.
I don't
know.
What
was going through their head?
Mm.
At what point in their show did they say,
time for dinner now.
Curry on now. Mm. Did they have a little bread roll with it? Maybe dunk it in.
When I used to work at nights in radio, my granny used to send me into work with a dinner.
Oh, that's
what was
so
dinner?
Cute.
Depends on what was on that day, but she'd insist I bring a plate in with me.
And it'd be like
to
the plate tinfoiled.
During an ad break. And put me dinner in the microwave and sit on my own and eat me dinner.
I feel like ever since I moved out of the house, I haven't had a proper dinner.
Really?
I reheat everything.
It was
everything
you in here just, with the curry last night, wasn't it?
Me and the dip
with
the dog.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. Ooh, it is actually the final week of Fully Charged for 2025.
Wow.
So if you get top of the leaderboard on Friday, you will hold that position until 2026.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's a cool stat.
Yeah, you'd be going around the pub on Christmas Eve being like, do you know what? I hold the 2025 winner of, well, whatever you just said. they'll have to learn it off better than me.
Welcome into the Twicky.
Well done. Welcome into the Twicky 10.
The Twicky 10. tricky
this
game.
This is a very tricky game.
It sounds tricky, but it's actually not that hard.
It's a lot of fun, though. I think we're all going to have
you can actually really win.
We're going to have a really good time.
You can win a fully charged smoothie. Fuzzy charged.
Fuzzy. It's pretty fuzzy.
Oh, my God. Bella.
How has that never happened?
How was your weekend?
So, on Friday, we brought our little girl to see Santi for the first time. And then Saturday, I had my gym Christmas party. And yesterday, my mom's cousin was over from Portugal, so she got to meet my little girl for the first time as well. So it was a very eventful weekend.
Busy weekend. Right, let's start with Santa. What age is your little girl?
She'll be 1.5 on Christmas Eve.
Right, okay. I've been really interested in bringing kids like that age. Do
they just cry?
Yeah,
are
they
scared?
Was
she bawling or did she like Santa?
No, she didn't cry, which I was really happy with. I considered that alone a success. She was terrified. Like, she was clutching onto me for dear life, but she gave him a high five and she didn't cry. So that was a success.
That's cute.
Do you know what I saw a lot of yesterday? People going to Santa Paws.
What's Santa
for their
Paws?
Dog? Oh yes.
Stop
yes,
it.
This is the thing.
This is a big thing, Dave. People are bringing their dogs to see Santa.
Oh,
there was a queue of dogs out the door. I was like, here.
Like cute and all, but
oh my God. No, I do it for the pic, but that's all, to be honest. And you went to your gym Christmas party. We're hearing a bit about those. So are you close with your gym buddies? Do you like spot each other?
I used to be more close with them when I used to go to the classes, but now that I have the baby, I can never make them on time. So they have an open gym part. So I go to the open gym and kind of just do my own thing.
You're
but
no wolf.
It's not as socializing, but nice to have a good time at the party anyway.
Okay.
Listen, welcome on into the tricky 10, Bella.
Yes, let's try and get you top. Well, you're automatically going to be top of the leaderboard on a Monday, but let's try and make sure no one beats you. How it works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, so just bear that in mind. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. As we say, it's going to be something between 1 and 10. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win that brand new Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy in this winter. So, very, very exciting. I am rooting for you, Bella, as we all are.
Have you been playing this game at home, Bella? How have you been getting on?
Oh, I've been screaming at the radio.
Have you?
Oh, I love it.
Like, how do you not know that answer?
All right, well, let's hopefully...
So I'm going to make show myself now.
No. This is your time to shine, Bella. No pressure on you whatsoever, because automatically you will go top of that leaderboard. Here we go. I'm going to count you in. I'm going to ask your questions the very best of luck. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 3/4 of a dozen?
9.
How many geese a-laying are there in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
6.
Complete the name of the American band 20 Watt Pilots.
1.
How many people make up JLS?
5.
The performance launched by, or the perfume launched by Coco Chanel in the 1920s is called Number What?
No, I said one already. No, I'll just say 1.
The scene Stephen's Green and Dawson Street are which Dublin postal district?
2.
In the song What's My Name, Drake says the square root of 69 is what something?
8.
If you got a perfect score on this game, how many questions will you have answered correctly?
10.
How many? Oh, there's your time. Stop the clock.
Okay. Talk to us, Bella. How do you think you got on?
Not as good as I thought.
That's hard when you get onto the radio.
Did you feel like just the pressure is a little bit different when you're actually taking it on yourself?
Definitely.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I think you did amazingly well. Let's just check in.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey, 6.
Very good.
That ain't bad. To not even get through all the questions is very good.
Yeah. You know what I liked about your gameplay as well, Bella? You did kind of take your time a little bit. You just had that moment to think. And you know what? Maybe it'll work out for you, that method, at the end of the week. There was 2 questions we didn't get through. Let's have a little look back and see what slipped you up this morning. Only the 2 questions were wrong. You did really, really well. The first 3 questions all correct. How many people make up JLS? I actually would have said 3.
I would have said 3 as well.
It's 4. I know it's 4. I don't know why I said 5. I panicked and I said 5. I actually went to see JLS, so I'm actually really disappointed.
No way.
Myself.
Oh my God.
I'm panicking.
I'm going to lose my job. The perfume launched by Coco Chanel back in the 1920s is called Number What? You said 1. The answer there is Chanel Number 5. And that was the only 2 that caught you out, Bella. You did really, really
extremely well.
Not bad at all, Bella. Well done. 6 for Monday is very good.
And 6 is what won last week. So you never know.
For now, all we will say is ciao, Bella.
Ciao. Ciao, Bella.
Thanks very much. Have a
thank
good
you.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. If you would like to come on and take it on tomorrow, all we need from you is the word tricky in a WhatsApp now, please. Can you beat a score of 6? Bet you can. 087-711-1038.
Have you ever heard of a term called fossil words?
I haven't. I must be honest.
I was obviously sick last week, but I had a lot of fun looking up fossil words because I couldn't watch TV because it was too sore in my brain. So I was like, I'll just like,
you're like, let's take
every
it
so
back.
Often, every 10 minutes, I'd be like, right, I'm bored now of staring at the wall. I'll have a look online. So I had a look online, different things came up, and fossil words were one of them. And I was like, let's learn more about this. A fossil word is a word that is more or less obsolete, but remains in use due to its use in an idiom or popular phrase. Now, I know, obviously, if I'd heard that sentence, I would have turned off by now. But an example of a fossil word would be ado. So you rarely ever, if ever, hear someone say ado by itself in everyday conversation. Instead, you'd only encounter the expression without further ado.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You'd never be like, oh, so yeah, it was a couple ado ago. Do you know what I mean? It's without further ado. You'd never hear the term ado
what
without.
What does ado actually mean?
I've no idea. But I've come up with some words that aren't really used without another word before it or after it. And I want you to guess what the phrase is.
Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
So I'll give you the word that is in it and you have to say the other one, right? Okay. So if I said the word ado, you'd say without further.
Ado.
Do you know what I mean? Abode.
Oh, my humble abode.
Yes, humble abode is correct. Well done.
Well done, Fiona.
Volition.
Oh, of your own volition.
Yes, Fiona! So good!
Volition.
Well done.
But like the word volition, where else do you hear it?
Where would you ever hear volition?
So
you'd never hear volition apart from it being someone's own.
Okay,
right, it must be one's own.
Okay.
Lumbar.
Go on, Em.
Lumbar. I'm trying
to
think.
I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either, Dave.
If a chair is good, it has good
lumbar support.
Yes, support. Yeah, you'd never. He is a lovely lumbar.
Is that like your lower back, or is it what?
I presume so. But
okay.
Yeah, it's you only ever
lumbar
hear
on that fella. Yeah.
Lumbar.
Where are you going?
Supported. Astray.
Led astray.
Yes, yeah. Emma, you so got there. You're on the board. Mm-hmm. Utmost.
Respect.
Yes.
The utmost respect.
Very good. Are you getting it now? That's the kind of vibe. These are fossil words.
Ooh. But I told you know what you mean. Like, when would you say? Wait, would I? Yeah, sorry. I was just about to say, I don't use it by saying the utmost respect.
You'd only say, but why would you say the utmost? Like,
love.
Oh my God, if someone said, I have the utmost love for you, I'd be like, are you going to kill me?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be in the boot of your car?
Reeking.
Havoc.
Yes! Oh, I never would have got that. Well done. Well Very done. That's really, good. Really good. This one kind of has two, but they're the same meaning. Torrential.
Rain.
Yeah, downpour was my one, but rain is torrential. Yeah. Rain is is another one.
Yeah, because torrential is actually a bloody brilliant
word. It is so good.
You could use it in loads of other contexts, but we don't.
Like, oh, my bank account is torrential.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
Is it not storm? Does it not specifically mean storm?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I thought it only meant that, like, if you used it in terms of a storm.
What about torrent?
Torrent.
Is that linked to torrential? Like torrents from computers or whatever?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Torrential, the definition, flowing rapidly and with force.
Okay.
So my
bank account is not torrential. Very much stagnant. Very much stagnant. This one I like. Tribulations.
Trials and tribulations.
Very good. Trials and tribulations. I like this one as well. Cranny.
Nook!
Yeah! Very good. You are really, really good at this.
This is fun.
You wouldn't really hear of nooks much either.
No, not really.
A bit more than cranny.
People have their reading nooks.
Yeah.
It's close to cranny. Uncanny.
I think that's still used. It's uncanny. Like, the resemblance was uncanny.
Resemblance is what I have written down. I don't think you could really say anything else as uncanny.
It's uncanny. I don't know. Like, yeah. But yeah,
it would just be for me for a resemblance.
I suppose.
Amok.
Running
amok. Beck.
And call.
Yes. Well done. I'm so proud of you. If someone had brought this, there's not a chance I would have got
this. You're a bit older, you see, Dave.
Fro.
To and fro.
You're so good at this. And last one. I don't know if you'll get this one. Nether.
Regions.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You've never said, oh, down nether.
That's
one. So those are fossil words, a word that is more or less obsolete, but remains in use due to its use in an idiom or a popular
That's
phrase.
Fun.
What was your favourite one?
Ooh, I like Nether Regions.
I like Nether Regions.
Tribulations,
as well.
Trials.
Tribulations was good.
Oh, I want more.
I like I've how we left. Started. I like Much Ado.
Nothing left. Yeah, Much Ado.
And shout out to Nooks and Crannies.
Further ado, actually.
Bring back Nooks and Crannies yeah. to the everyday.
Listen, you know the deal with our dog Seamus.
Our dog.
Yeah.
the show's dog.
No, myself and my partner Jack. We got Seamus back in February. And I remember before I got the dog, I was always like, we'll never be that. Those kind of people. We'll never dress them up or get him a jumper or overdo it with the toys. Not at all. He won't leave the house.
You're normal at the time.
At the time. Whereas now he will not leave the house unless his coat has been put on.
Oh, for the love of God. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not ready to go. Why have you not put on my lovely, insulated
fur-trimmed
jacket?
Coat. Yeah.
He has a Christmas jumper ready to go for Christmas Day, folded up in a suitcase I'm preparing for next week. He has obviously his Christmas bow for the day as well.
Of course.
We had a lovely wash last night, kind of in preparation for the whole week. But I know I'm after getting ridiculous, okay? And he deserves the world. He's so joyful and fun. But I do think that my boyfriend Jack kind of took the biscuit in this because, you know the deal, myself, David
Seamus
and Fiona,
won't be happy. Jack took the biscuit.
That's where the trouble starts.
We leave the house very, very early in the morning, like 6-ish. And basically, Jack leaves, whatever, an hour or so after. So basically, there's about a window of a few hours each morning that Seamus is on his own, okay? Yeah. And then when I get in, I'd kind of, you know, start the house off, put the dishwasher on, do those couple of bits.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. You normally walk into like a house that hasn't been heated or,
But
when I walked in the other day, there was like a vibe going and there was a bit of heat on in the house. And I was like, weird. Anyway, it was just later in the day I said to Jack, I said, did you by any chance turn the heating on this morning? And he was like, yeah, Seamus looked a bit cold. And I just went like, no, this is ridiculous.
You're that family.
As in, one, it wasn't cold. It wasn't a frosty morning, right?
Yeah.
Two, he has the luxury of a whole house to wander in the morning. He's got the choice of two sofas, his own bed, our bed, should he want to go and get a little cuddle somewhere. He doesn't need the heating on, right? I didn't even make a point of it. I just was like, lol, you're literally so smitten for this dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're like, dogs used to be wild animals who caught their own food.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And fought to the death to stay alive.
And with that in mind, I know that that's probably kind of tame compared to what some people do for their animals.
Well, you were only saying the other day, the other day you saw someone bring their dog to see Santa.
Yeah.
I was like, this is...
That was today. Are you okay?
Oh, was it today? Sorry. That's insane, like.
Half an hour ago.
I know. I'm still sick, lads. I'm still in bits.
Maybe you are someone who would bring your dog to see Santa Paws. Maybe you are
Santa
someone
Paws.
Who gets up early, and I know somebody who makes their dog each and every morning two slices of toast and a cup of tea.
Oh my God, no.
Of tea. Sometimes if they're in a rush, they pour the tea over the toast in the bowl. If not, sometimes the dog actually sits up at the table with them and slurps out
what
of the cup.
What in the Charlie Brown is happening?
Oh my God.
This is where we're at, and I want to know, make me feel better about the fact that, like, because this morning I just threw the heating on for both of them. I was like,
The two lads.
The two lads.
The two boys in my life.
087-711-1038. What are the ridiculous ways you spoil your dog or your cat or your fish or your goat?
I feel so bad for the dog if I ever have a dog.
You say that now.
I promise you, the dog A will not be in the bed. It won't even be allowed upstairs.
Dave.
Not a chance.
No. When you form that connection with a dog, there's no stopping any of you.
I have that with Pippa. She's also not allowed upstairs.
She sleeps outside. Near my bed.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
In what way do you kind of spoil your dog? And you're like, they deserve it, but this is a bit ridiculous. I'm saying this because maybe this is quite small compared to what some people do, but like my dog Seamus now, he's dressed and pressed. He's got his Christmas gear jumper ready to go. Won't leave the house now without his coat on. He's like, when are you putting on my coat? It's not even that cold. It's not even justified. But anyway, as I was leaving the house for work the other day, came home and the house was really warm. Obviously, we get home that little bit earlier because we're on like a different shift. And I just mentioned to my boyfriend, Jack, I was like, did you by any chance turn the heating on this morning? Not that, like, don't mind.
Yeah.
But he was like, ah, yeah, Seamus looked a bit cold.
I honestly thought you were going to say, no, the dog did.
Yeah. The dog knows how.
But like, it wasn't even cold. He's got the luxury of sleeping in whatever part of the house he wants to. Anyway, it just goes to show.
I think turning the heat on for the dog is pretty big in the scale of things.
Exactly. We are
especially
those
since
people
they
now.
Have already a coat
yeah,
on them.
Exactly. So we're asking this morning, with that in mind, how do you kind of spoil your pet to kind of ridiculous things that you do? Jess was on.
My dog gets a sliced toast every morning, but then he also gets hot towels from the dryer. So if he hears my mat going to the dryer, he jumps up on the couch and waits for his hot towel. And he'd get a hot water bottle in the winter as well. So obviously not scalding hot, but we'd give him a hot water bottle under his blankie for when he's wrapped up for the winter when we go to work. So I think that's it. Probably think of some more things, but that's the majority.
Oh my god, that's enough.
No, I'm obsessed. Stacey was on. My dog makes our dog a cup of tea and she won't drink it unless it has two sugars, and she also likes a slice of toast with butter.
Sorry, the cup of tea, I'm giving my dog a cup of tea when I get home now to see if she likes it, because I've
never
heard of
this. I just don't understand this. Surely that can't be good for the dog.
Actually, it's fine. Give him a bit of energy to get on with their
day. You don't need it.
This person was in touch too.
I have a little kitten called Nova. Now Nova's only about 11 or 12 weeks old. Aww. And she recently got very sick and she wasn't eating for a couple of days and is in and out with the vets and everything. So when she got released from the vets, they're like, she's good to go. She's slowly starting to eat and everything now. The little wagon wouldn't eat anything for me, so I decided to go get a cooked chicken out of the shop. Yeah, just say, I've been buying a cooked chicken every day for her now because she won't eat anything else for me. God.
That's how they get
oh
you.
Oh my God.
That's how they get no, you.
I'm sorry. And the price of roast
they've just gone up.
Chicken.
That's ridiculous. Rotisserie chickens have just gone up.
That is crazy.
It's a great name
that
for a cat
insane.
Though.
Nova.
Yeah.
It's so
big,
cute.
Big fan of PJ and Jim.
She would be she'd be smaller than the chicken. Yeah. Also, like hoofing into the whole thing.
Linda's on.
Hi, good morning.
Linda, you're not like this as well, are you? You don't spoil your pet or anything, do you?
We have a pampered pooch. He rules the roost.
Right, what do you do for him? Go on or her?
What doesn't be done? He sleeps on the beds.
Yeah.
He has probably two jackets.
Yeah,
of course.
Snowsuit.
A snowsuit
in Ireland. And keeps him dry. He likes to roll on the grass.
That's a gift for you as well, because then it's less cleaning
exactly.
when you get in.
I'm delighted he loves his coat.
Yeah, exactly.
And tell us, you're getting him ready for Christmas at the moment. Sorry, what's the dog's name? Let's treat him with the respect he deserves.
Snoopy,
of course.
And how is Snoopy preparing for the Christmas period?
Oh, he has his advent calendar.
No, he doesn't. Shut up, Linda. No, not
she
a chance.
She showed it to him and he keeps rooting in the bag at the end of her bed looking for it.
Stop! I love it so much.
What's
how
in
do
the
I not have this for my dog?
Little treats or something, is it?
There is, yeah. There's about five different types and it's repeated.
Oh my God. But,
what's on the door?
He sits like every morning waiting on it.
What's in the like? What is the advent calendar? Is it just like a puppy one, or is it like a bluey one, or what is it?
No, it's just a regular puppy one, I think.
Right, okay. Tells the story of.
Sorry, but, this is so cute. As he deserves.
It is, Snoopy deserves.
Otherwise, what's the point in having the pet?
I know, you have to go ham.
It really is the whole. Like, men used to go to war. Yes. Dogs used to be wild.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Now they have feckin' advent calendars.
I saw a video of someone I do boxing with was like up visiting some like husky sanctuary in Norway. And I was, these dogs are working hard. And meanwhile, I was ashamed of being like,
get a job.
That's it.
Linda, thank you so much. Have
Sorry,
a great day.
I'm obsessed that
no
Snoopy's
problem.
Even your profile picture on WhatsApp. See you later, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Also, there is Lorraine. Lorraine, it's not you that's the problem here. It's your brother, is it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Go on, tell us. What does he do?
So they took their dog to see Santa, and then they were getting married last December, so they used the Santa picture to put on their wedding invitation. And then they were planning on letting the dog walk the rings down the aisle.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally like their baby.
Oh my God. I will say, my dog was on my wedding invitations and all wedding stationery. And I think that's normal. What kind of dog does your brother have?
They have like a cockapoo.
It'd be a shame not to feature that. Like, I'm sure they have them groomed lovely and all.
The dog is affecting their social life in many ways, though. What are they doing about that?
No, it is, because when we're going for something to eat, even if it's hell, rain or snow, like, we have to sit outside just to accommodate the dog. So, like, any time they text and they're like, can we meet off the weekend? And I'm like, yeah, where are we going? They're going, the usual. I'm like, oh, so we're sitting outside.
Puppy park. Amazing. Oh, God.
Lorraine, thanks a mil.
So good.
No worries, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Good luck.
Let's go with David Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
Good morning.
I was out on Saturday night. It was really fun. Went to a gig. Reggie was playing, you know, from the Talk of the Town.
Very good.
The Talk of the Town.
Who?
No, what? I saw you at this gig and I don't know who that is, but I was like, Emma's so cool.
Fred Again. You know the new song with Fred Again? Talk of the Town. Yes. His name is Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
It's from your neck of the woods, actually.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Oh, very good.
Reggie is. And
is he in Ramlines or Beddystown?
He's from Meath.
Is he?
Somewhere in Meath.
It looked lit, the gig.
It was really good. There was another guy playing as well.
You're the cool one. Hey, look, lit.
I just threw that lingo out there.
Papa Boyle playing as well. Anyway, look, it was a late night.
Have you know Papa Boyle?
Yeah, I know Papa Boyle.
My point is that I was a little bit, what would you say, under the weather yesterday,
yeah,
you know?
Fragile.
And you know what the last thing you need on an under the weather Sunday after a late night?
What?
A quiet phone day. No one texts me.
Oh.
Do you ever have a day where you're like, why?
I feel like we're in trouble here, Fee. Sorry, Emma. Sorry, you should have texted.
But are you ever just like,
everyone hates me?
No one's texting me. There's no crack in any groups. There's no one to talk to. I even reached out to the family WhatsApp group. I got a like. I got a thumbs up from somebody.
Oh,
I hate a quiet phone day.
No, that's not good for you.
I never have quiet phone
days. Oh, do you not, Dave? Because you're so popular.
Whenever I just am feeling a little bit like, you know, quiet, I just go onto Twitter and all the tweets about me and
I know what you mean.
People mentioning me.
Imagine going onto Twitter in the current day and age for your mental health. That is a sad turn of events.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Lady Gaga and Abracababra. That's the one.
It's no, it's Abracadabra. Oh, Abracababra is the sandwich place.
Ah, Dave, it's been a long year.
It has.
It's been a long year now.
Going on.
Listen, off me back.
I'm just really hungry now. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're about to get hungrier because I am going to talk about food right now. I'm going to talk about Wingstop.
Abracababra?
Abracababra.
Oh, it's
yeah, I should talk about Abracababra though. I'll do that tomorrow. Wingstop, if you don't know, it's the like American chicken wing restaurant that opened recently in Liffey Valley. And there is one in Glasnevin as well. Yeah. I know less about that one. I don't know what the queues have been like or anything.
I think they're mad everywhere.
Insane as well. I know in Liffey Valley it's been like the Krispy Kreme kind of vibe, like just constant and insane. And it's one of those things that it's like, chicken wings exist in Ireland. Like, you know, we have them as
it's
a
not
concept.
A new thing.
That's not fair because, like, so is when Krispy Kreme donuts existed.
Yeah, but did they really like that?
Like, yeah, like I feel Anger like Danger. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like we didn't have it. Yeah, there was that donut, like, phase.
Yeah.
And then they all closed and then Krispy Kreme came. No, I'm not slagging. Like, obviously, no hate. Like, if you want to get the. It is exciting that it's open. But yeah, the queues have been mental. And I
yeah, it wouldn't be. I don't know if I'd be queuing that long. Like
me, and
if they were moving fast, like if they were going, if you were queuing for 15 minutes,
when the hype dies down, me and Dwayne have been saying we'd love to go, and we'd go when the hype dies down a little bit. But yesterday I was booking dinner because we're gonna go and meet Dwayne, my husband's dad, and all his family and stuff. We're going to meet them before Christmas.
Okay.
And I was like, where is something that would suit everyone?
Mm.
So I booked, do you know the new Buffin Frites that has the bottomless chicken wings? Yeah, it's got the burgers and the bottomless chicken wings. Yeah. And I was like, that kind of keep everyone happy. And then I was reading the menu, and the menu was like boneless chicken wings. And I was like, they've got
bottomless and boneless.
They've got both options.
That's
boneless
class.
Or boned, as you wish. And I just
who's going for boned?
Some do.
Best thing ever some happened. Perverts. The best thing that ever happened to wings was going was boneless.
I agree. I love a boneless
so
wing.
So good.
But I've read the menu and I was like, I need boneless wings now, like it needs to happen. And then this was at about like 8 p.m. last night, and Dwayne was on his way home from Christmas shopping. I hadn't been out of the house all weekend because I'd been kind of sick, like apart from walking the dog, so I was like a little bit stir crazy, and I was like, can we go and try Wingstop? And I thought that I'd cracked the code of when would be good to go.
Yeah.
Because when everyone else is at home riddled with Sunday fear, like people have probably been out on Christmas nights and stuff, I was good to go. I was rested. I like had it down to a T. I was like, I'll do my skincare before I go. I'll shower before I go. I'll lay out my pajamas. I'll lay out my clothes the night, like for tomorrow. I'll put on my special magnesium moisturizer that I've been using because I've been having some restless legs at the moment. And then I'll
You're
come
so
home.
Hot.
I know. And then I'll come home and I'll literally roll into bed. I wore to Wingstop what some critics would call basically pajamas, but okay. I was like, I don't care about this. So we rock up, it's about 9 o'clock when
you're
we get to
Liffey Valley.
Yeah, and I was like, it'll be dead surely, 9 p.m. on a Sunday, and it was lashing rain.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So I was like, perfect, poor Dwayne's in his Crocs, I'm like, let's make a run for it. And we get there, the queue is still like it looked an hour long. Oh, at least.
Whoa.
And it closes at 10. It was lashing. Everyone had their Moncler hoods up there, like Canada Goose. Couldn't even like fit in the queue because like the puffer coats are so big. And we overheard like a Wingstop worker like running past the queue being like, we're running low on chips. And I was like, we are so embarrassing as a nation.
Yeah.
Like the chicken wings will be there tomorrow. So my advice for people,
did you go through with it?
No, we went to Five Guys instead.
Oh, great.
So that's
choice.
My advice. If you're looking to go, just go somewhere else instead. And wait.
Those are your tips.
They're my tips.
Wait till June and in the meantime, go to Five Guys.
Originally, I was like, my tips are going to be go late on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Wear your pajamas, blah, blah, blah. But they're all obsolete because the queue never ends.
Someone actually said on Twitter the other day, they were like, I stupidly thought there'd be no one here at 7 o'clock on a Friday.
I saw that. At least I wasn't that bad. Come on.
So sorry, the advice is don't bother.
My advice is go elsewhere and wait till the hype dies down.
Okay.
But shout out to Wingstop.
You should start a rumour so you can go and there'll be no queue.
Yeah, here it's crap.
It's Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Must be a new one, is it?
A little known.
Don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Gem.
I went to Amble at the Three Arena on Friday.
Did you?
It was an amazing gig. It really, really was. They've had such an incredible year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone from not 0 to 90, but probably 50 to 100, if you know what I mean, over the last couple of years. And what I loved about the gig was they did a lot of kind of, not too much, but like they kind of explained themselves, I suppose, a little bit during the set. So there's three kind of main lads in Amble, and two of them, of the three, Robbie's kind of the lead singer and he's got the most, oh my God, powerful, gorgeous voice. But I got the impression that it's the two other lads who do most of the songwriting.
All right.
Okay.
So when they kind of met in a pub, one of them was like a primary teacher one of the other lads was like working in some sort of a science lab down the country.
Wow.
Someone else was a secondary school teacher, the other lad in Longford.
Where are they from? Are they Limerick or something?
Well, one, I'm not sure.
Are they all over? Are they?
I think they're a little bit all over. So how this kind of meeting came about, I don't know, but they're only a couple of years in the making. And two of the lads had a lot of songs in their arsenal already, like written, and then Robbie sings them. But before Robbie would sing the song that they wrote, they would be the ones to come in the
really?
Mic and explain the background of the song and how it came to be and everything.
Oh,
it was gorgeous. And it was lovely that, like, despite Robbie being kind of the main vocalist, it was kind of shared.
They have,
yeah, he's not like the front man per se.
Yeah.
Like they're all very involved.
Exactly.
They have enough songs to do a full concert back.
Totally.
Really?
Yeah. They did about an hour 45, an hour 50
minutes. I need to listen to these guys more because they're doing good things.
They're class. But this is the problem. Obviously, with an Amble gig like that, a lot of their songs, some of them are really upbeat and really fun. Some of them are just a little bit slower, a lot of storytelling.
Mm. Yeah.
Lads, the amount of chat.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was
no. From people.
God. Yeah.
I hate
like
that.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, not
like,
good.
And there was times when the lads were just trying to explain what was going on. And like, it must be so scary, first and foremost. It's your first
arena
string
gig.
Of three arenas. They'd done like two the previous week.
Yeah.
And like, you're trying to engage with the crowd. You're trying to like look around and just take it all in.
Yeah.
And like, the hubbub was like unignorable. Like where I was sitting, I was way upstairs, and I was like, "Ah, guys, shut up!" Like,
so how many times did you go? Shh.
I swear, I held back, but like, I was really like, do you know when you're like, I can't. Jack was like, "Would you relax? There's nothing you can do about it." And I was like, "No, it's really like,
yeah,
no, so
that
rude.
would drive me insane.
That's awful for them.
Like, shut up! It's so rude. They're trying to tell you something."
I don't understand. Like, I feel like as a society, we've gotten so okay with that. Like, everyone talks in the cinema now.
Yeah,
like it's just like so. It's just seen as a totally normal thing.
Just like,
it's our night too, and you're like, shut up.
And it's like, have you not spoken enough?
Yeah,
what do you still have to talk about?
Cinema, or why are you going to the gig to chat?
Like? I'm guilty of being like doing a little like whisper, being like, wasn't it? But I mean, people were like, well, you going out after this? Oh my god, I was in Coppers last night. It was unreal. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh my
god,
I'm gonna get my mom a new
sink
for Christmas. Like,
meanwhile, your man is like, this is a song I wrote. I've gone through a really rough time.
That is
very bad time.
Awful.
I just think we need to up the stakes when it comes to punishment for this.
Totally.
I think number one, everyone should have to wear, you know, like almost like a glow stick necklace as they enter a gig.
Yeah.
And it will light up if you talk above a certain decimal.
Oh my God.
I would call it the necklace of shame.
Very good. I like this idea so far.
And as soon as you're highlighted, it's like you out.
You see, the thing is that I don't think these people who talk through gigs or the cinema care that people are going, shut up.
Yeah.
Because if they did care, they wouldn't be talking.
I think it should be part of the terms and conditions of buying a ticket is like, these are the terms of how you behave at a gig.
If you
break those conditions, we can ask you to leave, you know?
Because I suppose, like since COVID, it's like etiquette is a little bit gone.
It's all over the place.
Kids don't understand.
I think as well, you know the way sometimes when they do those crowd shots at a gig and people see themselves on screen and they're like mortified by loving it and all the rest? I would randomly amplify someone's conversation.
Oh my
good.
God.
Yes,
I would just go in there with a big old mic and drop it down. Do you see those serial chatters? Come on, we'll, do you know what? We'll all have a listen to what you want
to say. If you have something to say, you can share it with the group.
Share it with the class. Share it with the class.
I love that.
And another thing I suppose the artist could do is do the teacher method. You know, that really scary point in class when everyone's chatting and we've all lost the run of ourselves. And then the teacher's just whispering. And then eventually the sound goes back to normal and the teacher's like, and I will just continue to sit here and whisper until you decide to give me attention.
It's not my time you're wasting. Yeah. Your own.
It's our fun. These are your results.
Yeah.
These are your
I've done
results,
my leaving cert.
This is your future. Oh, lads,
it's
we
good
need
to know we've all
out.
Had the same experience.
Yeah, literally.
It was just like, please.
No, that'd kill me now.
It's not fair. Anyway.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with absolutely zero hints, zero clues, no dodgy expressions in the studio.
No wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Absolutely not. We do our very best.
It can't even be a lot easier if we did get wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Give us an L wink there. Give us a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire cough.
Yeah. We want to guess your name and there's a huge amount of IMC Cinema passes to go on this.
There's 20 IMC Cinema passes, which is insane. It's like a €200 voucher for the cinema, which is absolutely incredible if you would let. Obviously, we have our players now, but we've been asking you to voice note in your name. But the only person who's going to hear that is producer Callum, because otherwise the game would be called That's Your Name.
Yeah. We know your name. Stakes are lower. Changes
now,
things.
The other person who will hear those voice notes is you listening, okay? You're going to hear the voice notes from these people before we go to the phones and chat to them, just so you're in on the whole thing as well. So for us in the room, headphones off as we play out voice note number one.
My name is Marianne.
Player one, let's get it one.
All right, here we go. Player one, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you guys this morning?
Too bad.
She's given us so much already.
All right, player one, are you ready?
I am so ready. Go for it.
Player one, is your name Lauren?
That's not my name.
Okay, player one, is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
Come on, Fee.
Player one is...
Dig deep, Fiona, dig deep.
No, I'm trying to go off the vibe that this beautiful player is giving off. Is your name Kaylee?
That's not my name.
Wow. Oh.
Player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Marianne.
We were never getting that.
Oh my God, you're so not the Marianne I know from normal people. Marianne. You're so like in your body, in your power.
You're so Kaylee.
You're so what normal people could be if Marianne went to UCD instead. Do you know what I mean?
Went to Dundalk.
Yeah.
Player one or Marianne, as you're more famously known. Thank you very much for playing. Have a great
day.
Thanks, Marianne. No problem at all, guys. Have a great day.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, so in the room again, let's take our headphones off.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people know we wear headphones? When we say headphones off, that means we can't then hear anything.
Yeah.
That goes out.
We wear headphones. This is the radio show.
Crazy.
You know, people wear headphones. Right. We've microphones as well.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Grace.
Player two, who are you?
Player two should be there as well.
Hi.
Player two, is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Player two, is your name Siobhan?
That's not my name.
Oh, leave me in suspense there.
Emma's looking through her contact list.
I was thinking Sarah, but
that's a good way to do it.
Player two, is your name Louise?
That's not my name.
The suspense. Oh, the suspense is what really hurts
you. If it's Sarah, I'm going to go mad. Player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
Grace.
Oh, very good.
Grace. Just
lovely. Lovely name, Grace. We're so sorry.
Dave's like, stop.
We're so sorry. I'm just so sorry that they're singing that. And we're so sorry we couldn't guess it, but have a fantastic day.
Thanks,
have
Grace.
Have a good one, Grace. Thank you for playing.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Now, we need to keep the hope alive. There is still an opportunity for us to do this and give away those 20 IMC Cinema passes for the final time. Headphones off.
Headphones off.
In the room.
My name is Evan.
Player three, talk to me.
How are you, player three?
Good, and you?
Yeah, not too bad. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, player three, is your name Dylan?
That's not my name.
Okay. God damn.
Player three, is your name Gary?
That's not my name.
Funnily enough, I was going to guess Gary.
No
as well.
Way. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right, here Ruled we go. Out. I'm going to the one name I always guess whenever it's a guy. Player three, is your name Darren?
That's not my name.
Ah, all right, player three, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Evan.
Your name is Evan.
Ooh, great lovely. Name. I wouldn't have gotten that name. My cousin's name.
Evan, we're so sorry we couldn't guess it, but have a fantastic day.
Have a good one, Evan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye. I'm so shocked his name is Evan. I don't think it is.
Yeah, you're lying.
Do you know the way sometimes you're like...
Show us your passport.
Yeah. He's such a Darren.
He is a Darren. Yeah.
You have to send in a picture of your age.
Would you consider changing it?
Yeah.
And then we'll send you 20 IMC Cinema Pass.
What would you like your name to be if it wasn't your name?
Luke.
Really?
Yeah, Luke. That's my confirmation name. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
You like Luke, do you?
I like Luke.
My name was meant to be Kira, but my mom said my face was too fat when I came out, so she called me Fiona instead.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Does that mean?
Kira is like skinny girl name. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I've always wanted to be Leah.
Leah's a lovely name.
I love the name Leah.
Leah's on the news.
She sure is.
You'll hear her at 10 o'clock.
So jealous of her. What a cool name.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Oh my God. Hey, how are you? This is usually the part of the show where I impart wisdom on you. But today, there's something I'm unsure about. And I want the help of my friends and co-hosts here in the studio. So I haven't been to the gym since before my wedding. So that's whatever, like a month and a half ago or
so
whatever.
You're married now, who cares?
I know. Well, yeah, exactly.
Who are you,
who am I trying to impress? If ever I go in there, I should be like, sorry, I'm actually married. If someone's like looking at me in the queue for the water.
Why else would you be working out only for the male gaze, Fiona?
So true. So really, I should cancel my membership.
Why would you be working out for the gaze?
They appreciate the female form now, they do. But I was thinking, I know like famously January is when you go back and there's a big influx. Like, I didn't go because I was busy, and then I didn't go because I was a little bit sick. I was a little bit under the weather. Is it socially acceptable to go now in the week in the lead up to Christmas?
Oh my God, yeah, there'd be no one there.
To make my return.
There'd be no 100%.
Is that like, who do you think you are? Showing your face around.
Oh my God,
here.
No, just get on with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go and
no
do
matter
a lot.
What is happening in your world? If you get even the weirdest look from someone ever, I'd be like, excuse me, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah. Exactly.
So get your paws off. Sorry, no one has ever perceived me in the gym ever. Like, do you ever be in there and just like see like a girl in her gym bikini?
No, I would never.
Looking absolutely... No, of course you don't look at anyone because you're also married. But like, and you're like, she's unreal. And I'm like, no one has ever looked at me in here. And I'm happy about it. Like, I look in bits. No, I don't mind.
No, I'm
anyway, I look wrong. I'm horrible looking.
Yeah. Don't you mind that. You're not. After, and also go after back whenever you want.
After the workout.
Oh, after it. Everyone's looking at me. Like, everyone's always asking me, oh, can you, like, spot me with these? And I'm like, yeah, no bother. Here, come on. Okay, maybe I will return then.
Make your grand return, girl. I'll let you know. Also, I just don't know why you'd be bothering this time of year.
That's the thing. It's also, like, when you're is there any point? Yeah.
Well, catch you
back here. Never thought about that.
First thing in the morning. Good luck. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.